Well, hello, my friends, and welcome back to another Bite-Sized Blessin. I am your host, Mitzi Campbell. And in case you haven't noticed, my voice sounds a little bit better today. That's because I got this brand new microphone, and this is the first episode I'm using it for. As I continue to learn and grow in my journey as a podcaster and an entrepreneur, I'll be upgrading, up-leveling, and this was the next step for me, getting a real professional setup. And so my microphone is a game changer. I'm so happy with it, and I hope you enjoy it as well. If you're anything like me, it's sometimes difficult to listen to the sound of your own voice. And when I listen to my voice playing back in this new microphone, it sounds so much better to me. And I'm learning how to embrace that feeling of enjoying the sound of my own voice. If you try that on your own, it's a great exercise in self-esteem and self-awareness and helping to develop confidence and self-worth. Just record yourself, play it back, and listen to the sound of your own voice and learn to love it. Learn to stop cringing when you hear the sound of your voice, as so many of us do. And it's just another step for me in my journey of self-love and success and continuing to pursue my goals. And I think it's a great exercise for anyone to take a recording of your voice, play it back, listen to yourself speaking, and really approaching that voice, that part of yourself, with self-love and imbuing that with the sense of self-empowerment that you so deserve and you're so capable of. So let's get into it for today. We are in springtime, full blown, and I could not be happier. I love spring. Of course, my favorite season, though, is the summer, but the spring to me is just a precursor to summer. It's a harbinger of that beautiful, warm, sunny weather that is to come for so long, and I love that time of year. It makes me think about my own growth, my own creativity. And so today I want to share with you something that I wrote back in 2015. It was published in Mind Body Green. I will leave the link to the written version in the show notes. And it's called A Meditation for Creativity and Renewal Using Flower Visualization. If you want to read along while I am reading, go ahead and hit the link in the show notes to bring up that article in Mind Body Green. And if you just want to sit back and listen, find yourself in a comfortable position, someplace where you can sit with your legs down, your feet touching the floor. You can even listen to it lying down if you wish. But you're going to be in a place where you can be quiet and really just take a few moments to practice a visualization exercise that can help you to tap into what you need to help you focus on your own creativity, your own growth, and springtime being, of course, the perfect season for that. When that first little crocus pushes itself into view, we are at once relieved and enlivened. Signs of spring are harbingers of all things warm, green, and fresh, awakening the earth and the soul to the promise of something lush. Once we have made it through the long winter into a world of color and light, we bloom. This is a highly auspicious, creative time for all of us. Visualization is a very powerful, invigorating tool to encourage our blossoming. And this short meditation, themed around spring, uses the visualization of a blooming flower to harness your creativity, leaving you with a sense of renewal and rebirth. Visualizing the progress and prosperity of your creative dreams is a great way to structure your life for success. So sit back and enjoy. Take a moment in your mind to picture a flower that has meaning to you. Use a photograph that you may have around of a flower that you love. Perhaps it's a tranquil white lily, or a passionate red rose, or a playful pink daisy. And use this flower as an inspiration. Perhaps you have an image of your favorite flower in your mind. I like to think about a ranunculus flower because of the beautiful bounty of petals that are part of that really gorgeous flower. But you choose a flower that resonates with you. Perhaps it's just a simple field daisy. There are so many really to choose from. Pick something you love. Now close your eyes as you visualize each of the sections that I'll go through and pause between each to refocus on your flower. Allow the flower to become a metaphor for your strength, beauty, and vibrancy. Embody the elements of the flower as you envision growth, power, and renewal. The seed. Lao Tzu said, "To see things in the seed, that is genius." These wise words are spot on because this is where it all begins. All that is the flower is contained in the seed. All that you are is contained in that spark inside you, a feeling at your very core. Find the seed. It is the heart. Identify a core desire that you wish to cultivate this spring. Rooting. Imagine the roots of the flower embedded firmly in the soil. The roots hold the flower firmly in place. They represent stability. Roots are what keep the flower grounded. Consider your roots. See them growing deeply and steadily. Feel yourself as determined, resilient, enduring, and solid. Set your foundation. Emergence. Picture that very first tiny leaf coming up through the earth. It is barely green and a bit shy at first. It yearns forth, soon getting taller. See a healthy, strong you. See you reaching and growing. This is the perfect time to see yourself making good into better, to climb, to strive for excellence, to build on to that foundation, to go one more step, and to keep going, to be higher. This is awakening and perseverance. Vitality. Now the stem is tall and sturdy. It becomes a deeper green and begins to thicken. It may bend, but it does not break. It sways gently, accepting the wisdom of the wind. It thrives. This is you. You are galvanized, yet flexible. You keep going. Budding. At last, we see the burgeoning first sign of color. Imagine the very palest hue at its inception. See the tints and tones deepen and develop. Imagine this tiny bud as pure potential. It can be anything. It can be everything. The world is an open promise. There are positive changes afoot as each soft petal forms and prospers. See yourself as the ever-evolving bud. You are a perpetual work in progress. Envision life as you burst forth in advancing creativity. Once the colors are visible, you cannot stop them from forming the flower. Inhabit this process of renewal. Your desire comes alive. Bloom. This is a deliberate unfurling. Before your eyes, the petals open. think of the specific properties of your flower. Focus on the shape of each petal. See its lines and contours. See every nuance of color. Contemplate the qualities that this flower embodies. Love, peace, beauty, whimsy, or even flamboyance. This is the essence of the flower's existence. It must bloom to go on living. The bloom may have spots, blemishes, or erratic curves. It is often perfectly imperfect. It is made up of many parts of various shapes and sizes, each in exactly the right spot to make up a cohesive blossom, much like the many facets of you. See the pieces of your fulfillment coming together. Like a flower, you are complex. Inside you are many wondrous things. See your effervescence. Rest. Reflect on this energetic exertion. The flower has preened in splendor until it is time to curl back in for a bit and relax. Spend long moments in quiet contemplation. Offer stillness. Be content. Store your resources in a time of replenishment. You and your flower have completed a cycle. This is the time you experience surrender and acceptance. Where you are is exactly where you are supposed to be. Repeat. You are perennial, just as flowers will come again and again. There is no end to your cycle of blooming. There is no limit to the beauty, courage, creativity, and vitality that emerges from inside of you. Open or closed, your bloom is constant. Such is the wisdom of flowers. They always turn toward the sun. I'm going to leave you right here to bask in that for a little while. Stay quiet and soak that in. It's a beautiful place to be, to contemplate the complexity, the beauty, the strength, there's resilience, the persistence, the power that's within you and all of nature. You are amazing.